This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Julie, and I am here with Susan. At least I think it's Susan. She's looking a little bit different to me, and, you know, with all the talk lately, she could be an alien. Because you know aliens are just out there, and I'm using air quotes without actually using air quotes, but is this our reveal on
well
aliens?
I am not an alien because I don't need the government coming and invading my house.
That's only looking TV for the that's done on TV. You are so brainwashed.
I guess I am.
Maybe all the quantum physicists come to you, we'd have a really good discussion. I don't know, I'm poking her and she's not doing anything.
No, I'm wondering if I am an alien.
Who fits in? Nobody fits in. So we're all aliens. Yeah. So wouldn't that be the biggest hoax of all? We're all in search of aliens. We're all aliens. Oops. You know, I gotta say, the best alien TV show has to be Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, I thought Ancient Aliens was...
No. That's Hoopla.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, but, you know, so you wanted to talk about aliens. Why? We've written some stuff on aliens. We have a pseudonym out there that we've...
Because I think when you and I consider the impact, and, I mean, I'm going to say it, I have never seen one that I'm aware of, but I can't deny that aliens 100% exist. You know, it doesn't even make sense for someone to say there's no way they can exist when, again, I said this before, we don't even know what's the bottom of the deepest parts of our own ocean. So if we can't figure out what's on our own ocean, we just found a new species of whale that's like the size of a bus. We just found it. And you're going to tell me we can say without any doubt that there is no intelligent life out there? It just doesn't make sense to me, first of all. I can't make sense of that statement. So the next question is, well, can you prove it? And I'm not, we've also had a conversation about that. I don't need to prove anything to anybody. I know what I know, you know what you know, and everybody else knows what they know. A lot of times you try to share things, and if someone is like, well, I don't want to believe it, that's okay. That's okay. But when you and I talk about aliens, we don't talk about, like, we don't talk about, oh, this is what they look like, and this is what they do, and this is what everybody says. You know, we don't talk that way. We believe we have a belief that they must already be here, and they exist amongst us. But for some reason, they don't show up unless the opportunity and/or the time space allows for them to show up.
Is that one of the rules?
Well, I'm sitting here drafting my little rules out, but, you know.
Listen, aliens, you're not going to show up. I have to say, I think I remember reading one of the Shirley MacLaine books. And she's like, me of all people, I'm out here. I think she was out in New Mexico. And she's like, hello, I've written about aliens. They say there's aliens, you know, landing in spacecrafts all around. And nobody comes to me?
You're right.
I thought that was funny as all.
Well, that goes to us moving in that space of... It's actually funny because, you know, of course, because, so I have to take a step back, and we had a conversation about this, and this is, I think, really important before we go further. When you and I do any kind of a podcast or when we go into any writing, we open up the energy, and I thought to myself today, I was thinking about what that feels like, and it's almost like time stops, and where you are kind of melts away. And you're in this free fall, and you feel, and you like reach out, and certain things present themselves to you. However, now that's very personal, how they present. But it's like we talked about time and space. Time stops, and space opens, right?
And there's a space of trust,
okay,
too.
So, right. Well, it's trust because you know it's something that feels very normal yet you can't put your finger on it. Mm. And I'm not trying, and the reason I'm trying to define that is because sometimes, you know, when you and I, especially when we do a podcast, we sort of quiet everything out and that space opens and we work within it and we talk. And sometimes, well, most times, we get information and...
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, mm-hmm. because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What about you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. The Ender Scripts is really fun as well, so I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Oh, now that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon.
One of the things that I kind of just got is that, you know, we all see, you know, like they showed King Tut and his mother and his father, and they all had the typical alien faces, mm-hmm. with the eyes and the long elongated, you know, heads or whatever. And, you know, different ones, the pictures that you see from, they say, from Area 51 and everything else, and people that say they've been abducted or have seen aliens, they all give the same general description, right? Long arms, the short, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, like, I'm not doubting that they exist. I personally haven't seen them, that form, but I don't think that's the only form of aliens. I think some people see it, but when we're talking, I think there's another form of aliens.
Yep. So, you know, the way our brains are constructed, we've talked about this before. I mean, I have no idea when we're walking down the street together if you're seeing the same exact thing, the same exact people that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. You could say they're ghosts. You could say they're aliens. You could say anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gone on walks before, and I've pointed at a house and said, you know, has that been there before? That could be an alien house. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what goes on, you know, in the spaces that fill up in our perception. And it's not just our locality, but just what we believe and what we see, or what we see that we believe. You know, you could topple that back and forth. And, you know, where I always go with the alien question is, can't we move past the do they exist,
right,
to give me another question?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. When I was a teacher, I had a question cube when I was in Japan. You want to talk about tons of aliens showing up in Japan? My students used to tell me, in the mountains, you want to come and see? There's tons of spaceships that land. You know, some of my students looked a little awkward. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you just said the way aliens are described to us. Well, why does that have to be the description? So you're being force-fed a description,
right,
of what aliens
what
look
saying.
Like.
I mean, exactly what you're saying.
What if they look like Mr. Magoo? I mean, who knows? I mean, what if they look like bunnies? You know, sorry, bunnies, but it's not Easter time, you know? What if they look like little ghosts running around? I mean, who knows? What if they look like, you know, what if they look like blinds or paper clips? I think there was an old sci-fi story that paper clips were aliens. I've never found it, but... So, I mean, you know, we're being told stuff, yet, you know, why do you have to listen? You know, we're not kids anymore. Why do we have to listen? You know, we're not crossing the street.
And I think we're intelligent enough to open up our minds to... And what I just said before is I got the sense is that, yeah, that might be a form of alien life. But, I mean, you just look at the Earth that we're on, and there's so many alien lives, you know, from sea creatures to animals to bugs to vegetation. Everything is alien to us, and we're alien to everything else.
And, you know, it's really funny. When someone comes from another country, they're an alien.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, so what is that word? What is that definition? What does that vibration really kind of tell us?
Well,
in one sense, it brainwashes us. And on the other sense, it leads us into this, ooh, fear, like, you know.
And I think, you know, because I've said to you, I work with horses. I go and I volunteer. And... you know, I can go in and there'll be this horse, we don't know, you know, you got to be careful, this horse is going to blah, blah, blah. And I'm always aware, but if I don't listen to what someone says, and but I have awareness of myself, awareness of the horse, and I try to, you know, sense how the horse is feeling to a degree as much as I can. If it's feeling nervous, you want to give it space and blah, blah, blah. But if I listened to what everybody told me, I'd never leave my house. Oh my God, what if you go out? This can happen. I don't want to start going into it, but you know, and I mean, we've even seen lions where, you know, you see lions and like, oh my God, they just destroy. And we've seen people who've worked with lions.
Yeah.
And they and it's not that relationship at all.
And it's funny because, you know, it's not that, you know, aliens can't come to your house, you know. Trick or treat. But I mean, really, I mean, it's not like, you know, I've heard stories firsthand from people where they've had visitations. And I don't take it as a, oh my gosh, you know, here's a story. Really, is it true? I mean, what if that weren't the question? Right. Is it true?
What if you went beyond that?
I mean, we do come from the stars. So isn't there something that kind of, you know, relates to something
that makes you feel like you're a part of it? We're not separate. And I think that's, you know, we also believe. I mean, we are, science has proven, you know, the Earth and the gravity and the other planets and the sun protect the Earth from all that space clutter. You know, a lot of it passes us, right? Because we're protected from the magnetism and gravity and all the in the other pull of the other planets keeps us in alignment with the sun, and so we don't get bombarded. And so we believe that we're on this planet and we're taken care of. Yet, science on that same note will say, you know, look at what's the asteroids that have come and just, you know, that have come into our atmosphere. I mean, we all know that that's what, you know, destroyed the dinosaurs. So we have this false sense
of being
protected. And I think that relates to I think that's part of the whole alien.
Well, again, you know, that's history. And so again, you know, when you were given that description about the Earth and that wonderful little science node there, that all I felt like was, wow, we're in a petri dish. Isn't that nice? I mean, but yet, you know, again, is that what you're told? And, you know, we have this discussion about reading books because, you know, with the energy and the intensity and the chaos and just the mayhem that's going on at this time as everything is kind of swirling and changing. You know, I was saying to you how, you know, I'm trying to read and I'm propelling from everything that I'm reading. And we started talking about that. And I started to say, you know, maybe it's time for people to realize they can read differently.
Mm.
And when you read something, it's not, okay, great. Fiction is great. I mean, I love some good stories. You know, I was thinking as we were talking, I was thinking about, you know, Men in Black, how they dealt with different interesting science parts and how they kind of showed some stuff. And sometimes, you know, I go to the creative element. When the writer is writing about it, you know, it's pulling from that whole creative pool. Who knows what's truth and what is fiction at that point?
So,
you know, Tracy Chapman saying there's fiction in the space between. Hello? So the space between what? Where's the truth? And so even the movie Arrival, you know, that was like really interesting based on a short story, but it was expanded from that. But the communication they talked about with quote-unquote aliens, the time factor, and also just the whole aspect of aliens. I mean, all this kind of information that's coming to you, whether it be entertainment or however it reaches you, is trying to shift your perspective a little bit, to be a little bit more open.
So that's a fascinating idea, and we've had that conversation. And I can only give my one example. I can't give everybody's example. For me, I have been open-minded to everything. I mean, at this point in my life, you know, we've examined, we've gone into everything. I am like, okay, I'm pretty open-minded. I'm not fearful because I know in the energy we're always supported. So but I'm open-minded instead of being closed-minded and people tell me this, like, I don't want to be in that space. And that said, I have not been visited by aliens. I've never had the experience of seeing or you know, having what other people say yet. I've given you example of people that I have met that have come up to me. One, I told you, I was away in Las Vegas for something completely unrelated to any of this. It was something I was doing for one of my kids. And we went to a church of all places. And my son was with these, and they were doing stuff for the band. And I'm kind of in the back because I'm not a musician and I can just enjoy it. And out from nowhere comes this person who starts telling me about he worked in some place and he can't tell me anything about it. But, and I mean, and before that, someone else was saying, oh my God, look at these airplanes. Those are going to Area 51. I didn't even know. Here's my ignorance. I didn't even know Area 51 was close to Nevada. I thought it was closer to like where Roswell is. I just made the assumption that they were in a similar proximity. And I'm like, oh, Area 51's in Las Vegas.
See, I would...
So it shows up.
See, I would challenge you because the I can't and I haven't, okay, I think that's all brainwashing. There is, I got to tell you, there's a great Doctor Who episode. Great episode. You know, Doctor Who's dealing with time travel, dealing with, you know, in this sense, he's dealing with aliens, and it's related to the silence. And the silence is this alien creature that you see it, and you go, oh my God, there's an alien. And then you turn around, and you completely forget. And so there's this awesome episode where, hold on, there's this awesome episode where they end up having to tattoo themselves and mark themselves when they've seen an alien. And it is the so incredibly done because you think again, because I'm going to go to that space. This was created and written by someone who went into that pool of creativity. And so how can you say you have not seen an alien because it's not described?
Because I don't
as,
know
as what
people
other
walking
people
by
describe
me.
It as right. You have
right.
No, and you have no idea if I see the same people, if we're walking, if I see the same people walking by you.
So what I'm acknowledging is the traditional and what everyone has told me is an alien. I haven't had that experience. You know, we talk about the energy.
Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right
live
now.
On Amazon right now. And you know what they say? There's no time like the present. Hey, Susan, the other day I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not telling a joke here. I was really stuck in traffic. And when I'm not listening to New Threads music, I sometimes listen to our podcast. Not because I want to listen to myself.
You want to listen to me.
Yeah, okay, no. Because when I listen, it's like all new, all over again.
Do you ever wonder who said that? And you realize some people say we sound alike. So whenever I hear something that I'm like, I don't remember saying that, I just attribute it to you.
Ooh, I like that. And there's four shows, so I could be in the car a long time.
And you may just be. Julie, you don't do trivia like everybody else.
Oh, no. I started with the Christmas trivia book because I found all this really interesting Christmas content. And so I started making really fun questions, stuff that nobody else has asked.
But you didn't stop there.
Nope. I'm working on Halloween, Samhain, and trivia on magic in Salem. And love trivia that's going to be a bit X-rated.
You have another one.
Yes. We worked on it together, the Kabbalion trivia. And anyone who's heard our podcast or read The Kabbalion by Three Initiates, you got to get this. It's an ebook. It's on Amazon.
And you might end up thinking about The Kabbalion in ways that you would never have imagined.
And that's the purpose of trivia, because it works at your brain, mind, consciousness, and gets you in all types of cool energy to propel from. And isn't that what we like to do?
It is.
And you know, who knows what we're opening to? I believe it's a higher force, and I believe it's a all-knowing, life-giving source, because I've never opened up to anything that's been anything but completely aligned with my best interests. But what am I opening up to? What is?
But why would that question occur?
Because why would that?
So that's really important. Why would that question occur about aliens? Because we are opening up to ourselves, to a grander aspect of ourselves. Why would there be any question? You of all I'm not being personal. You of all who said it's not good energy, it's not bad energy, it's energy. Mm-hmm. We're opening up to a grander. expression of ourselves. And so these questions that have been posed to us about aliens, they're not our questions. What are our questions? And if you start kind of going into that perspective of, you know, about aliens, the conversation doesn't become, I mean, why is it still at, do they exist? Isn't there another question?
So you and I started off, I mean, so here we are. You're going to laugh at me because I started off with when we did a book on aliens. And I literally sat down one morning and I just started asking questions. Right. And I just documented what answers I got. Mm-hmm. And some of them, there was one question, I know when we put the book together, I was like, I should change it because it was a very personal question for me. But it made it in the book, and I never said anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, I'm, you know, it wasn't."
Which one was it?
Yeah. I mean, so I started off by saying I believe they have to exist. It makes less sense to me that they don't. So I'm not focused on that. And so what I'm saying is exactly what you're saying is if you go beyond that and you start asking, I mean, you could go into the whole idea of what would you ask an alien, but then also why would the government, why would everyone else be trying to tell you certain things? And like we did with energetic invocations, you kind of understand it to let it go.
Mm-hmm. And yet, what if, you know, we don't need to ask why about the government? I mean, what if we need to go right to the question? I mean, it's kind of like sitting in a classroom and tapping the person beside and saying, can you ask the instructor?
What would you ask? What would your question be? You didn't ask if they exist.
Hey, what can we do together? What can we do together? What's going on? You know, let's share resources. What can we do together? I mean, let's go. Let's propel evolution.
It's funny you say that because one of the shows that I was watching, I always watch these historical shows about ancient civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, and I don't ask me the name of the civilization because, you know, I don't remember everything. I am getting older. I'm just joking. But there was one civilization, and it was in Egypt, and it was 10 miles away from the ocean. And when they found the remnants of the buildings, they found, like, whale bones, and they were like, how did that get here?
Hmm.
And then they started looking, and they found cotton. And they're like, why did these, they're so far inland, why did they spend their time working, making cotton? And then they found they had fish nets.
Right.
And then what they were able to surmise is this is a civilization that was able to live peacefully with, you would call it a, quote, rival civilization by trading.
Mm.
They would bring and they would trade. And they didn't find any, you know, evidence. I mean, they think that the area had earthquakes and it was very prone to earthquakes and it was prone to floods. And they think that's why the civilization ceased to exist. It wasn't. They were conquered. Right. They could find all these spearheads and everything else. And it's interesting because that's what you were just saying. And it's, what if we looked at things that way? Is we don't need to conquer.
Right. Or fear.
To coexist.
Mm-hmm.
You can work with, which is what you just said, which is how I've always thought about it. If they're coming, if aliens wanted to destroy us, they come in and destroy us.
But that's Hollywood.
If they were going to, they could, but they haven't.
Right.
And I know you said a Petri dish. That really doesn't, you know why? Because if you've ever been in a position where you've been the boss in a company, I won't say for everybody, I've been in that position. I would much rather take care of myself and move forward. When you got to turn around and be the boss and tell people to do this and don't do that, it sucks.
Right.
And you will find, I mean, that's why they say kings and queens, it's lonely at the top because it's boring. When you have to sit there and you're going to do, why would we be a Petri dish for them? They're so far advanced. Why? That to me, again, makes no sense. It's a boring thing. Like, let's watch them.
So the funny question, to me is, why would we make ourselves out as a Petri dish for them? So, I mean, you know, there's a great Twilight Zone to serve man.
God.
You know, I mean, all these little things that come out. And I don't watch tons of this stuff. It's just different episodes that I see or something by chance. And, you know, it's funny because you were talking about the alien stories that we wrote.
Yeah.
And the conversations with an extraterrestrial. And the, actually, if you heard my mouse clicking, I went on Amazon because they're up there now. An extraterrestrial conversation, A Tale of Two Aliens. And then we even went into extraterrestrials are here, the papers of Stavoltics, where I hopped in there and we were in the energy kind of getting what we got together, writing it. And there's a fourth one, which I keep on, you know, saying to you, I'm going to put it up.
Well, that's Julie.
It's
I haven't
the final
even read
version.
It.
Yeah, Julie's I don't know why you won't read. I'm just putting it up. That's it. There's a fourth one that's more from the papers of Stavoltics. And there's really something interesting about it, because if you go beyond that question of do they exist, why is it always do they exist?
Well, so I think...
I mean, I wonder...
I agree, and I think what's really important, I think you've made your point. I think you very, very clearly and very...
astutely?
Made your point. I don't think... And so I'm grabbing her arm because I know you're passionate about it, and I don't think you need to make your point. You've made a beautiful point. And I think I'm going to latch on to that, and I'm going to say, I think that is where the next round of conversations go. What can we do with them?
Mm.
How can we learn from them? And what is it that we can help them with?
And
because this is not a...
And not that we dictate the questions, because there's other questions besides do they exist? Because where I wanted to go was, and by the way, those stories on Amazon are under Polonius, which is our other pseudonym. But, you know, where I want to go is, you know, what other questions are there?
Right.
And there's other questions, and if the only question that's been shoved down our throat is, do they exist? They exist. Do they exist?
Right.
Even M&M's did that funny commercial with Santa Claus. He does exist.
God,
I know.
I don't know that one. You keep pulling
them. Oh, yeah, the M&M's coming out, and they see Santa Claus, and he does exist, folks. So, you know, that question, you know, it makes me ponder. Is that just a question to us? Do we exist? And how do we exist? And what does that really mean? Because going back to the beginning, pulling it full circle, we come from the stars.
Right.
So what we want to know, we know.
Right.
So let's tell ourselves.
And let's go further.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.